Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yud Beis. We begin with the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis on the bottom. The Gemara says, Ika di Amri bo minei Rab Shimon ben Lakish merab Chanino, et luza shel aza mahu. So Rashi learns, et luza shel aza was an itlis, which is a meat market. And it was very close to Aza. Rashi says, the smucha le'ir ma'oid, it was very close to the city of Aza. Mahu, mi shari mastitin kai gavno eloi. Is the Mishnah matir such a case or not? Which means that according to Rashi, the Shaila of the Gemara is going back on what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ir shiesh ba'boidis kechavim, chutzalo is mutter. And Rashi learned in the Mishnah, ir shiesh ba'boidis kechavim meant sheyoim eid yesh lebnei ho'ir hayoim. Today is the holiday. La'boidis kechavim sheba'ir. Today is the yoim eid of that avodah zarah. So the Mishnah is saying that if a city has a yoim eid for their avodah zarah, which is in the city, chutzalo mutter. So outside of the city, is mutter. We're not choshed that the people outside the city are Ovid are going to be involved in that aid. Like Rashi says, it's mutter because the minig is ze Ovid a shaloi, ze Ovid a shaloi. The yom aid shall elu, ain't of yom aid shall elu. The yom aid of the people of the city is not the same as the yom aid of the people outside the city. So mele outside the city is mutter. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Etluza shel aza mahu, does the Mishnah mean to be matir even a case of etluza shel aza, which is very close to aza? So since it's so close, maybe there's a chash that the yom eid is the same. That means the people outside aza, that close to aza, also celebrate this holiday or not? That's the Gemara Shaila according to Rashi. Now Tosfos, b'shem Rabbeinu Elchanan and b'shem Dari, acholik in on Rashi. Why? Because the Gemara brings the following memra from Rab Chanina. Amale, so Rab Chanina answered the Rish Lakish, Lehalachta letzur miyamecha v'ra'isa Yisrael v'oivit kechavim sheshav su shtei kederis al gabi kira achas v'lechoshulem chachamim. Which means that just like over there, the chachamim were not choshit when a yid puts down his pot right next to a goy, even though they're very close. So to over here, the Chachamim were not choshish for it to lose a shal Aza, even though it's very close to Aza. That was Rab Chanina's answer. Now, there's a three-way machlekes amiroyim in the Gemara, what Rab Chanina meant. The first amir is Abaya, and he learns, he says like this, "Mai lechoshu lehem Chachamim, Omar Abaya, mishum basar nevela." That means Chazal were not afraid that maybe somehow basar nevela ended up in the Yid's pot. Why? Because loy amrinon dolma mahader apa yisrael achayre. Maybe the yid turned around to get something. B'shadi yoyvid kechav nevela b'kedera, and the guy went ahead and threw a piece of nevela into the yid's pot. We're not choshish for that. So says Abaya Hachanami, in the case of itluza shalaza lechoshu lohem chachomim mishum demei avodis kechavim. Chazal were not choshid for the iser of dmei avodas kechavim, of money of avodas zarah. Now Rashi explains that just like Chazal went out choshish for the issa of nevela, which is an issa deraisa, so too we bring a raya from that, that Chazal went out choshish for the issa of dmei avodas kechavim, which is an issa deraisa, of lo yid bak biyotchem u'me menacherim. Anything of avodas zarah, as we'll see Be'ezus Hashem, is asur mideraisa. Tekruvus, noi, tashmisheho, these are all asur mideraisa. So just like we see that Chazal went achoshish for nevela, even though the two pots are very close, so too Chazal went achoshish for the me'avoy dezara, even though the city and the tools of Shalaza are very close. This is what Abaya says. So Rabbeinu Elchanan asks on Rashi, what does this mean? You're telling me that b'yoyim eid, there's a chshash of the me'avoy dezara, there's a chshash of an issa derais of the me'avoy dezara. That's a new chshash which we never heard before. And the whole, all the sugis that we've been learning since that Beis, it was mavur that the chshash of doing business with a guy b'yoyim eidoy was a chshad of dilma azulamaydo, or maybe lifnaiver, the Gemara clears a shayl and davov. But no one ever said anything about the me'avoy dezara. In fact, the Gemara earlier in davov on the Beis says, nosav and nosin mahu. What's the din if he did do business? So there's a machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether there's a knas because he was over on Chazal who said that you're not allowed to do business with them. But no one ever says that there's a chash of Yisuri Hano with the money because it's takruvus or tashmishi avodah zarah. No one ever said such a thing. So l'chayr it's mavur that we don't have a chash that the money that the yid is going to get is the mei avodah zarah. Why don't we have such a chash? Because only a kaimer, only the priests, or someone who's chashiv like their priest, someone who's handling the money of avodah zarah, only they have the mei avodah zarah. Say, no, hanami, if a person does business with a kaimer, taka, he has to be chashish with mei avodah zarah. But the Gemara is talking about when a person does business with an average person. So if he does business with an average guy, mechitesi to say that he has to be avodah zarah mistam anish, he's not on the inside of the avodah zarah that he's taking to me avodah zarah, it's not mistaver. So we never have a chash, the yom edom, of this new iser called me avodah zarah. So therefore, Rabbeinu Ochanan says, al karchach, the pshat in the Gemara is not like Rashi. It's not the pshat that the Gemara was clearing a shayla whether it loses shal azah's mutter b'yom eidah, meaning that if the city of Azah has an aid and it loses shal azah so close, is it mutter b'yom eidah to do business with it loses shal azah? That can't be the Gemara's shayla, because that's pashit, that there's no chshash of the me'avoy d'zara, there's no chshash of the me'avoy d'zkechavim in such a case. So al-karchach says Rabbeinu Elchanan and the Ri that we're dealing here with a whole different kind of case. We're dealing here with a case, it's Luzer Shal Aza was a place in which there was a specific shuk set up, L'shem Avoy Dezara. The shuk was L'shem Avoy Dezara. Taisus Lash Nizvah Kach Pirishri, Temayri Hach B'shuk Sha'oysen L'shem Avoy Dezkechavim. V'loyim Eidhu. The Isser over here that we're handling is not an Isser of Masu Matan B'yim Eidim. It wasn't B'yim Eid. But this particular place, this particular shuk was known, it was yadua, that this is a shuk shal avodas kechavim. This is a shuk where people buy and sell things for avodah zarah. Say bazoi, if a guy comes out of such a shuk, yitak haf b'choshish, that he's coming out with something which is avodah zaradik. And the money that he comes out with may be also avodah zaradik, so a choshish for demei avodas kechavim in such a case. So that's the shail of the Gemara. In a case of a tluza shal azah, where there is a specific shuk set up to buy and sell avodah zarah dika things, but it's not yom edom, and the person wants to do business with someone from the city, is it mutar or asur? Do we say, since it's so close, so memela we have to be choshish that the dmei avodah zarah that's found in the ikluza shal aza is also going to be found in the hands of the bnei ha'ir? Or do we say no, that even though it's so close, but lamaisa, since it's not mamish, from this guy that you're doing business with, and it's mutter to do business with him because it's not yom edom. So this guy that you're doing business with is not found in mamish at Luza Shalaza, since he's found in the city, so a male it should be mutter. This is the way Tosfos understands Pshat in the Gemara. Now, the second Amora is Rava. Rava is Chelek on Abaya. Abaya had said that this that Rav Chanina brought a raya from the case of a yid and a guy that put two kederis on a kira was because of a chash of nevela, and Chazal were not choshish for the isra of nevela, so we see that Chazal are not choshish for an isra deraisa, even though the two pots are very close. So too, Chazal are not choshish for an isra deraisa of the me'avoy d'zkechavim, even though the city and the shuk are very close. Rabbi says no. Ma'ile choshu lehem chachomim mishum bishulei ayv d'kechavim. This that Chazal were matir for a yid to put his pot down next to the goy is not a vart that we're not choshish for nevela, because that's pasha that we're not choshish for nevela. Why are we not choshish for nevela? For two reasons. First of all, because the goy doesn't gain anything. He has his nevela meat, the yid has his shchuta meat. Why should the goy switch? There's nothing to be gained from switching. There's no milo over having basa shchuta over basa nevela. Number one. And number two, he's mistify. He's afraid. He's scared that the yid's going to see him putting the veil into his pot, and he's going to be very angry at him. He's going to be tevim and din, Rashi says. So therefore, there's no chashash. That wasn't the chiddush of Chazal's heter of putting down a pot, a yiddish pot, next to a goyish pot. That's not the chiddush of the heter. The chiddush of the heter is that if it's mutter for a yid to cook his pot of food right next to a goy, there's a chashash, says Rashi, that he may come to be semich on the goy completely to cook his food. He may tell the guy, you know what, put my pot on the fire and cook it. Because Vibalt, he's cooking his pot next to the guy's pot anyway. So then he's not going to realize that he has to be careful that he has to do the cooking and not the goy. Or like the Ran says, that maybe the goy will reposition the pot, so by mistake remove the yid's pot, and then when he puts it back down, if the pot has not yet cooked, k'machal ben drusoi, then the goy will be cooking the yid's pot by mistake. And with choshish, there's a mokum to be choshish for bishalakum. And still chazal will make all that it's mutter. So says Rava, hachaname lechoshu lohem chachomim mishum yoim edom. We can't bring a raya anymore to the isser de raisa of the me'avoydus kechovim. The me'avoydus kechovim is an isser de raisa. You can't bring a raya from an isser de rabbonon of bishalakum that chazal will make all on to an isser deraisa of the me'avoydus kechovim. So what could we bring a raya to? We could bring a raya to the isser of yom edom, which means that Rav understood that the shaila that Reish Lakish is from Chanin about it loses shal aza was a shaila of yom edom. Do we say that since they're so close, so memela, anybody we find in the shuk, we have to assume is from the city, and vice versa. Anybody we find in the city, we have to assume maybe came from Itlusa Shalaza. So do we say the fact that they're so close causes a problem of the Isra Maso Matan B'yam Eidon? Says Rab Chanina, Lechoshulem Chachomim, and it's Mutter. Now it comes out that Rava is Chaylik on Abaya, according to Rashi in one thing, and according to Tosfos in two things. According to Rashi, Rava is chaylik on Abaya, whether you could be matir the issa de raisa of the me'avoydus kechavim or not. According to Abaya, you could be mekel even on the issa de raisa of the me'avoydus kechavim, the haraya from nevela, that will make on. And according to Rava, you have no raya. You can't bring a raya from the case of the two kederis to be mekel on an issa de raisa. You can only be mekel on an issa de rabbanon of the issa masu matan b'yem edom. So Rava is being machmir over Abaya. That's according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, there's a second machlokes. Abaya, according to Abaya, the case that the shaila of Reish Lakish was a case where there was a specific shuk set up for Avodah Zarah. Memela, there was a chshash of Demei Avodah Kechavim because of that shuk. And Rav Chanina was makel on that. And according to Rava, assuming that Rava holds the me'avoydus kechav mezasa, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem is not pashit, Taisus and Duran and other Rishayim achaylik, and the me'avoydus kechav is mutter according to Rava, but assuming, like Rashi, that the me'avoydus kechav mezasa l'chuli alma, so according to Rava, we would have to say that that wasn't the shaila. The shaila was not a case where there was a shuk specifically miyuchid v'avoydus zara, because that would be a shaila of the me'avoydus kechavim, and then we don't have a makar to be mekel from the case of two kederis. So al korchu the shaila Reish Lakish is Rav Chanina was a simple shaila of yom edom. Do we have to be chayshish that the bnei ho'ira found in it lose the shalaza and vice versa? And Rav Chanina answered him that it's mutter. The third amayra is Rabba Bar Ula, and he says lechashu lehem chachomim mishum tzinoira. Chazal were not choshish that there would be a spray from one pot to the other pot, that the goyish pot would spray nevela into the yiddish pot. The kavos ochanam lechoshulam chachamim mushum lifnei edehem. So Rashi's masmir, the Rav Barula is also being machmir, which means that Rava was mekel that it's mutarit luzah shalazo even b'yem edom, and the raya is from bishalakum. Says Rabbi Barula, no, there's no raya from Bishalakim. There was no mokum to be choshish for Bishalakim b'chlal. Bishalakim is such an easy iser to overcome. All the yid has to do is be choshish to be gecholim. He just has to stir the gecholim, and it's already considered Bishal Yisrael. So there was never a mokum to be choshish for Bishalakim. So we don't have any raya from the fact that Chazal will make over two pots that they will make on Bishalakim, even though it's samach. What Chazal will make on was is that it's possible that one pot could spray into the other pot. Now this chashash is iser kal. It's not such a real chamadik chashash. First of all, because it's not shchiach. Second of all, because it'll be bottled b'shishim. So that the Chazal will makel on this situation of two pots next to each other doesn't give us enough leeway to be makel on any iser chamer. It's only the only thing we could use this to be makel on is the iser of lifnei hedeim, which is an iser kal. It's a more leichter iser. So there we could be medama to the case of two pots and say that just like by two pots, Chazal will make on the isur kal of tzinoira, so too Chazal will make here on the isur of lefnei edehem by etluza shel aza. So kum techos according to Rashi, Abaya was the most makel, Rava was machmir, no, we have no makar to be makel on an issa de raisa, and Rava Ulo is even more machmir, we have no makar to be makel on even an issa de rabbonon, that's not an issa ka. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the sugya. The Ran learns punkt vakert. The Ran says just the opposite. Abaya was the most machmir, Rava was more makel, and Rava Ulo was the most makel. Abaya was machmir that is a chshash of the meavoidis kechovim, and the only reason why it's mutter is because it's chutzula. And the raya is that even though it's samuch, but still it's called chutzula, semel, it's mutter. Comes along Rav and he's chaylik in Gansin. He says, the meavoidis kechovim is mutter. And the Rishonim bring a braisa vayte in the Masechta that says that if a guy owed money to a yid, and he went and he sold his avoidis zara, and he took the money and he gave it to the yid, the yid's allowed to take it. So we see, the meavoidis kechovim is mutter. As long as it wasn't the yid who was machlifet, as long as it was the guy. So Rava is chaylik on the whole story. He holds that the me'avoyedis kechavim is not an iser mechalal. There's no mocking to be chayshish for the me'avoyedis kechavim because it's mutter, says the Ram. So says Rava, so then what was the problem? What were they chayshish for? They were chayshish for the iser of Yom Adam. That since it's possible that this person that you met in Etluza Shalaza was really from the city, and in the city they're provening the holiday, the Yom Eid, so Mele is a chshash of doing masa matnu with someone b'Yom Eidoy. So Mela, that's what the Shaila was, and that's what Rab Chanina was making on. But on the Me'avoidis Kechavim, there was never Shaila Chatchila, because it's Mutter. Comes along Rabbi Barul and says, even more than that. B'yayim Eidai, it's Zichah Pashit that we don't have to be Choshish, because what's a guy doing outside the city B'yayim Eidai? If it's the Yayim Eid, if it's his holiday, so Mestama, he's provening his holiday. So why would it be found in Etluza Shalaza B'yayim Eidai? So Al Karchach, there's no Chash. If you meet someone B'Etluza Shalaza when they're provening an aid in the city, there's no welcome to be Choshish that he's from the city. There's no welcome to be Choshish that it's Yayim Eidai. And there's no Isser of Master Matan with some of Yayim Eidai. What's the Chash? The chash is lefnei edehem. Lefnei edehem, people go shopping, people go looking to do business deals. Before the eid, that's taka shchiach, and there's taka mokum to be machmir. And that was Rish Lakish Ashail to Rab Chanina, and Rab Chanina was meiko als the shtei kederis. Now, b'negeah the isra of demei avodas kechavim, so we spoke out that it's a machlokes rishonim, whether the me'avoidus kechavim is asur or mutter. What's the machlokes? So Tosfos here asks on the Gemara that says that the me'avoidus kechavim is asur. Tosfos asks from a Gemara in Vayitim Daf Samach Dalad, where the Gemara says that if a goy, the Gemara brings a brisa, that if a goy owes money to a yid, and he went and he sold his avodah zarah, and he brings the money to the yid, the money is mutter. So we see that whenever the goy is machlif the money, his avodah zarah for money, the money becomes mutter. If a yid is machlefit, if a yid sells that avodah zarah in exchange for money, the money is aser. But if a guy does it, it's mutter. So the question is, it's fractosis. So we see that the me'avoidus kechavim is mutter. So why does the Gemara here seem to say that it's aser? So Tosfos says, v'shema mishum hachkoshia pirish hakuntris the me'avoidus kechavim shenekrovim hoyu la'avoidus kechavim. For this reason, Rashi explains that this that Abaya is choshish for the me'avoidus kechavim is not the pshat that this was the money that he acquired by selling an avodah zarah. That's takamutter. But this is money that was used as tekruvus avodah zarah, which means the money was used to serve avodah zarah. It's a tekruvus. Now tekruvus is aser, becomes aser la'ilam. Even bittul doesn't help on tekruvus. So mele, that's the chshash. The chshash is that the guy has the me'avoidus kechavim, which is tekruvus avodah zarah. But Tosfos asks, because this Gemara Vayit and Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara says that the only time Tekruvus Avodah Zarah becomes Aser, if it's Oivdim Oisa Kein Pnim, if it's done in a similar fashion that was done Bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash. So Lamashal, the Gemara says, Avodah Kechavim She'Oivdim Oisa V'Makal, if the Avodah of this Avodah Zarah is to do use a Makal, a stick, so shavar makal b'faneho, if they broke a stick in front of the avodah zarah chayiv and SRS, the makal becomes aser. But zarak makal b'faneho, if they threw it, so chayiv v'ein and SRS, but the makal doesn't become aser. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between shavar and zarak? So the Gemara says, shavar is havalakein zvicha. Breaking the stick is like shechting the behemoth, it's also breaking. But zarak is not Ke'ein avoidas pnim, because Zrika of pnim was Zrika hamishtaberes, which means that the dam came apart, it turned into tipin, and over here, they threw the makel stayed whole, so mamela it's not a Zrika hamishtaberes, it's not ke'ein pnim, it's not a avoida ke'ein pnim, and mamela there's no din takruvis on that. So Tosfos asks over here too. Enochanami, they use the money for Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, but Tekruvus Avodah Zarah has to be Kain Panim. L'chero, what could they do with money that's Kain Panim? This is Tosfos Kasha. Now, based on this question, we spoke that the Ran is Taka Chaylik on Rashi. He has a different Mahalach in the Sugya. He learns that Taka Dmei Avodah Kechavim is Mutter, and that was the Machloikis between Abayi and Rava. Rava was Mekel because Dmei Avodah Kechavim is Mutter. Mimele, you don't need any Makar to be Matter Dmei Avodah Kechavim. The only thing you need a Makar to be Matter is Yem Eidam. This is how the Ran Taka learns Pshat in the Sugya. I saw in the Sefer Beis Shmuel that he brings down from the Sefer Imrei Kayin, who wants to answer Rashi based on a Chassam Sofer in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara there in Masechta Sukkah is handling Lulav Shel Asherah, that the Mishnah says that Shel Asherah is possible. So the Gemara over there asks, Shel Asherah is possible? I, V'omar Rabba, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, lo yitol them not al is kosher. A Lulav of Avodah Zarah, if a person does use it to be Yotze his mitzvah, it's kosher, he's Yotze. So the Gemara answers that there's a chilik between Asherah Demoshes, Ksusim Exus Shireo, Mashenke in the case of Rava was not Asherah Demosh. Now Rashi says, what does Rava mean when he says Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah? How did the Lulav become Shel Avodah Zarah? So Rashi gives a few cases. He says either Shashim Shubay La Avodah Zarah L'chabed L'foneo Karka, that they used it as a broom in front of the Avodah Zarah, then it becomes Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Inami Shavodasa Belulav, the way they serve this Avodah Zarah is with a lulav, lahaviroi lefaneha oy lezarka, to pass it in front of the Avodah Zarah, or to be do a zrika on the lulav in front of the Avodah Zarah. So these are cases of lulav shel Avodah Zarah. So the Frekta Kapis Tamarim on Rashi, how could Rashi say that lahaviroi lefaneha oy lezarka boy? These are considered Takruvus Avodah Zarah, and it's a lulav shel Avodah Zarah. L'chayri, the Gemara Avodah Zarah that we just quoted says that you need Kain Avodah Pnim. So Zrikus lulav will not ask the lulav, but will not become a lulav shel Avodah Zarah. Well, Havir Lefanov certainly will not become a lulav shel Avodah Zarah. So how could Rashi, l'chayri Rashi's fakert from the Gemara here in Masechta Avodah Zarah? So the Chassam Sofer over there in Masechta Sukkah answers like this. He says, Eino Hanami. This that the Gemara says, that Tekruvus Avodah Zarah will not become Tekruvus if it's not Kain Avodah Pnim, is taka true. It won't become Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, but it will get a din of Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Tashmishi Avodah Zarah doesn't need Kain Avodah Pnim, only Tekruvus Avodah Zarah needs Kain Avodah Pnim. So Memeila says the Chassam Sofer, big Chiddush, that this lulav shel Avodah Zarah was not Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, because it wasn't Kain Avodah Pnim. But since they used it, l'haviru l'fenel l'zarka boy, so then it becomes Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, and then it becomes Asar al Tashmishim. What's the nafkamina between Tashmishim and Tekruvus? Tekruvus doesn't have a bitul oilam, Tekruvus is Asar oilam no matter what, and Tashmishim has a bitul, a guy could be mevatel Tashmishi Avodah Zarah and be matirit. But there is a nafkamina la'alocha between the two, but al koponim, it still becomes Asar al Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. This is the Chassam Sofer's teretz on Rashi Masech the Sukkah. Says the Imrei Kayin, we can understand that's the teretz for Rashi over here. Enoch Hanami, the money itself doesn't become Tekruvus Avodah Zarah Mamish because it's not Kain Avodah Pnim, but Tashmishi Avodah Zarah will become. And what's it doing with Tashmishi Avodah Zarah? Until the guy's Mavatal, the Taka becomes also Bahano, also Layibak Biyotcha, Muma Menachera. This is how the Imrei Kayin wants to answer Shitas Rashi in our sugya. Now, on this Cheshash that Abaye says of Boston Avela, Dilma Mahadar Ape Yisrael La'achayre, maybe the Yid will turn around with Shadi Oivit Kechavim Nevela B'Kedera, and the guy will throw a piece of Nevela into his pot. So Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil V'Shadi says that this is only a Cheshash if the guy has what to gain. Tosfos says, Pirish Ri, Shadi Basa Kchusha Shaloi, he throws in his piece of Nevela which is Kachush, which is lean, B'Shakal Basa Shemena Kedela Harviach. And he takes the fatty meat of the Yid in order to be marviach, in order to gain that he should have better meat. Even if the Yid leaves for a long time, but the guy has nothing to gain by switching, So we say, we assume that the goy would not switch, only to be mashal Yisrael, he would not do such a thing. This is what Tosfos says, and this is gepaskin la'alacha in Simin Kuf Yud Ches in Shulchan Aruch Mechaber Amah, that we're never choshen that a goy is going to do something just to be mashal Yisrael. He'll do something if he has what to gain from it, but he's not going to do it just to be mashal Yisrael. Now, the Marit asks a stira on this Tosfos from the previous Tosfos. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Dilma Mahada Yisrael Ape asks V'im Toimar Ma'ishna Mishar Yisurim Da'alma D'Sharia B'Yotze V'Nichnas. We have a klal that if a Yid is Yotze V'Nichnas, so the guy is afraid to do anything that he knows he's going to get. He knows he's going to get caught. So Mamela, it's Mutter. We're not choshish that the guy did something to trafe up the food. So Frek Tosfos, What are we worried about? That maybe the Yid's going to turn around and the guy is going to throw a piece of nevela into his pot. What do you mean? Why is that different than Yotze V'Nichnas? Enoch Anami will turn around, but he's in the room. It's even better than Yotze V'Nichnas. So he'll turn back. So just like by Yotze V'Nichnas, we say that we're not choshed that the guy is going to do anything. So to over here, we should say that we're not choshed that the guy is going to do anything. So Tosu says, V'yesh Loimar. The hodish arena ba'alma yotze v'nichnas haynu hecha de nitvas kegana v'motzi Yisrael. That's only in a case where he's going to be caught like a ganef if the yid catches him doing something with tavala yiladina. The yid could even be teveim in court. Aval hacha, but in this case yachol litchayv hakaf shal nevela b'kedera, the guy could stick his ladle of his nevela dika ladle into the yid's pot. The Yomar Lahagis is Tavshulchan is Kavanti. I just meant to stir it. Shleiaktiach, it shouldn't burn. So there's no heter Yotzev Nichnas over here, because Yotzev Nichnas is only when the guy is afraid that he's going to get caught and he's going to be shown up to have done something wrong. But over here, the guy is not doing anything wrong. The guy could always tie. I just meant to stir your pot that it shouldn't burn. And therefore, we'll choshed that when the Yid turns around, he's going to stick his ladle into the Yiddish pot. Frek the Marit, what does the guy gain from that? The guy gains nothing from that. The only reason that he would do such a thing would be to be Machshel Yisrael. He wants to put a piece of Nevela or Shamnunas of Nevela into the Yiddish pot, and he wants to laugh about it behind the Yid's back. That's the only reason why he would do it, because he's not gaining anything from stirring the Yid's pot with his calf. So you see, l'chayra, not like what Taisva says. You see that even when the guy doesn't gain anything, that he's not marviach, afilu hachi v'chayshu, that the guy is going to do something to be machshel Yisrael. This is the Marit's kasha, with a number of other questions. And based on these questions, the Marit wants to buy a gevaldike chiddush. He wants to say that this that Taisva says, that we're only choshed that the guy is going to change something, going to switch something. If he gains, that's only if it's a tircha to do it. So for him to go ahead and switch a piece of nevela meat for a piece of shchuta meat is a tircha. He has to make sure that the yid doesn't chop. It has to be the same size. It has to be the same type of meat. So it's a whole tircha for him to do that. He's not going to do that. He's only going to do that if he has what to gain. Then he'll be matriach himself. Mashenkin, if it's not a tircha at all, he just has to stick his kaf into the yiddish pot. So it's not a tircha at all. So something that's not a tircha, then we do say that the yid, that the guy would be mechaven to be machshel the yid, even though he has no ulterior motive, he doesn't gain anything from doing what he does. This is the Marit, and there are a number of achrayim that are chaylik on this Marit. One of them is the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash is no avada. There's no such chilik. Even if there's no tircha at all, we still assume that an average goy would not intend to be machshel the yid for no gain for himself. And the pshat over here is, the reason why he would stick his kaf into the kedera is because he wants to taste it. He wants to have some merek, some shamnunis. He wants to get something from the Yiddish pot. It's sitting there on the fire and it smells good, so he wants some. So he wants it to go on into his kaf a little bit. He'll taste it, he'll add it to his own kedera. So that's why we're choshed that he's going to do it. But he wouldn't do it if he has nothing to gain. I'll call upon him, even like the Pri Chadash, we see that if the guy has what to gain, even if it's only a very minimal gain, it's a gevissa tam, it's a shamnunis, it's something to be matim his kedera a little bit, but it's only a very small gain. We're still choshish that the guy will be machlif. The only time that we say that we're not choshish that the guy will just do it to be machshel Yisrael is only if he himself has no gain from it. His only purpose to do it would be to be machshel Yisrael. So then we say Mistavri is not going to do that. Mashenkin, if there's any gain, even a small gain, then we take a choshish that the guy will treif up the Yiddish pat. Now, Lamaisa Toysus and the Rosh, Firois, and they say, Valzeh soimchin lohaniach hakedeiros etzel hashvachas kishaholchon lebeis haknesses. When the Yid goes to shul and he leaves the pot on the fire with the shivcha, the goyish shivcha, and we're not choshish that maybe the goyish shivcha was going to put a davar iser in the pot. Why not? Because we assume that the shivcha would not do it if she has nothing to gain, and she's only doing it to be Mashal Yisrael. Mistabish is not going to do that. The Rosh Fir Zoyz V'oid, to have a Kiyotziv V'nichnas. Since the Yid is coming back, and he doesn't tell the guy exactly when he's coming back, so that's called a Kiyotziv V'nichnas, because she's afraid, she doesn't know exactly when he's coming back. The Rosh Fir Zoyz, Uli Yireisha Mayim Nochen Lahachmir, it's best to be Machmir, for Yireisha Mayim, Ki Kama Pa'omim Ira Kelkel Bedover. Because many times bad things have happened, and therefore Yirei Shemayim should be machmir. V'oid k'dei l'hashbiach chelka nisenes chelev b'kedera. She's going to eat from this pot. So since she's going to eat from this pot, she wants to make it more geshmak, so she'll put some iser in the pot in order to be mashbiach the pot, so that she should have a better meal later when it's time for her to eat. So Amela Zakhtar Rosh, that you should be Machmer. This is brought down Lahalocha in the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber says, Yesh Lahachmer, Shaloi Lahaniach HaKederus Eitzel HaShvachas Kishein Yisrael Babayis. If the Yid's not home, he should not leave his pot with the cleaning lady. Now this we see from the Rosh's, even the Rosh's being Machmer for two reasons. First of all, Kama Pahamim Ira Kilkel Bedover, and second of all, there's a chash that maybe she's going to want to be Mashbiah Chelka. So even Bezman Azeh, where the Shvachos don't eat from the pot, so there's no chash Mashbiah Chelka L'cher, the cleaning ladies don't eat from the supper that is made in the home, but nevertheless, Kama Pahamim Ira Kilkel Bedover, and therefore there's a Mokan Tri Machmir, even Bezman Azeh. The Ramah over there in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, for Yezoyis, ve'ein a yoytzev v'nichnas. That means, if he's mamish a yoytzev v'nichnas, so then it's mutter. We're not machmer, we're only machmer when the Yid leaves for an extended period of time. He has to go to shul, so he's out for an hour. So since he's out for so long, so it's not really a yoytzev v'nichnas, so then, takad is a chash of shem yerek hilkol bedover. Mashenkin, if he's a emes a yoytzev v'nichnas, he's in and out takah, so then we're not choshed because there's a mirsis that the goita won't do anything because she's afraid. The Gemara brings a braisa Tana Rabbanon. Ir sheyesh ba'avoydes kechavim osur likanes l'seicha v'loy mitoicha l'ir acheres. One's not permitted to go into the city or even to use that city as a point to go to a different city. Divrei Rav Meir. If the road goes only to that city, it's aser. Now, the Mishnah and Dafir Aleph from the Beis had brought the Shita of the Rabbanon. Mahu leilech l'sham, the Mishnah says, bizman shehaderech miyuchedes lo'oisei makam aser. If the road leads only to that city, it's aser. Mayayachal lahalech ba'la makam acher is mut. Now, there are a number of Mahalchim in Rishonim to explain Pshat in this Mishnah and Braisa. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Mahu leilech l'sham, lo'oisa ho'ir b'yoyim avoydes kechavim shalohem. Is it mutter to go to that city on this Yom Ha'eid? Rashi l'shitasi is learning the Mishnah that Ir Shiyesh ba'avoydes kechavim is a city that has an avoydes zara, that today is the Yom Eid of the avoydes zara, and the Mishnah is fearing God. It's mahu leilech l'sham on this Yom Eid. Is it mutter to go or not? And the Mishnah says if it's a derech which is miuchedes for that city, meaning that the road leads only to that city, doesn't lead to any other cities, it's aser. And Rashi says also leilech l'sham b'nech shad shenira kimahalech lo'ivda. So Rashi's learning that this Mishnah and Braisa are asering to go on a road that leads only to the city which has an Avodah Zarah when the city is celebrating the Yom Eid, because there's a chashad that it's Nira Ka'ovda, Nira Shahilich La'ovda. It looks like it's going to be Avodah Zarah. the Rosh and the Tor bring down a shita from Rabbeinu Yoina, who's chalik on Rashi. Rabbeinu Yoina says, "Mishum avoid the zara shebeir ein lesser leilach l'sham." We don't find a Chazal aser to go into a city just because there's an avoid the zara in the city, and even if it's a yom ha'ei. They're making a yirid on this yom ha'ed, a marketplace, a festival. Since this draws a lot of goyim from the whole neighboring area, and they come to this city, then it's aser shelo yehinirika echad mehem hoylech sham l'schayra ulachaben avoyduzara. It shouldn't look like this yid is going to take part in the schayra to do business there and to be mechabed avoyduzara. So Rabbeinu Yoina is being chelik on Rashi, and he's saying no, we don't aser stam to go to the city, even if it's the yom ha'ed. There's no chshad that we say a yid is not choshed that just because it's the yom ha'ed, it's the holiday of this avoyduzara, that he's going to be avoyduzara. But if there's chayra there, if there's a marketplace, if there's a yirid, so then taka, there's a makom to be chayshid, that he's going to take part to deal in the chayra. And anyone who deals in the chayra, anyone who is involved in the yirid, is mechaber avodah zarah. So then taka, for that there's a marasayin, there's a chshad, and that's why it's aser to go. The third shita is the shita Rambam, a gevaldig chiddush. The Rambam holds that the Mishnah says Mahu Leilech L'Sham is because any city that has an Avodah Zarah, it's Aser to go into the city, period. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, Aser Likones Le'ir Sheyesh Ba'Avodah Zarah. It's Aser to go into a city if the city has an Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Yad, in Perek Tes Halacha Tes Halchas Avodah Zarah, also says the same thing. It's Aser to go into a city that has an Avodah Zarah. Not that it's a Yom Eid, not that it's a Yerid, nothing to do. It's a city that has an Avodah Zarah. It's Aser to go into such a city. The Lashon of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis is like this. Amru, Mahu Leilech L'Sham, Sheyasim Oysa Derech Leilech M'Sham L'Zulasa. Is it permitted to go into the city in order to go from there to a different place? Says the Rambam, Lefisha Osili Kones Leir Shieshba by Dezara, Kolshkein Larderbar, but Kolshkein Lischerba. It's also to go into a city, it's certainly also to live there, and it's certainly also to do business there. Says the Rambam, Kolma Shieshba is Osir Bahano. Everything in the city is Osir Bahano. Ulefikoch Yivoda Lecho. Shekol ir shel uma neitzris, any Christian city, shei Elohem sham beis tifla, that they have a church there, shu beis avodizara b'loy safik, oysa ha'ir aser lavrba b'kavana v'kol shken laderba, one's not permitted to go through the city, to pass through the city, and certainly not to live there. Aval anachnu tachas yideihem v'sheichnim ba'artzam, we live under them, and we live in their lands, anusim, we're honest, when it's kaim bonu mashenemer v'avadtem sham Elohim masi de odom eitz v'even. We are mekayim the pasuk in the Teichacha that we are forced to live in cities where there is an avodah zarah. Says the Rambam v'mo'ir din okein, kal v'choymer din beis avodah zarah atzmei shuhu aser, certainly the church itself is aser, kim'at lir oisoi, even to see it, v'kol shken l'kones v'en, certainly not to enter it. So the Rambam Shita is that a city that has Avodah Zarah, it's aser to go into the city. And the reason why it's aser to go into the city is because everything in that city becomes aser b'hanah. There's a machloikis amongst the Mefarshi Rambam if it's an Issa Deiraisa or an Issa Derabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah says it's nirikinana. It only looks like it being nana, but be'etzim it's not aser mideiraisa. The Merkevus HaMishnah learns that it's an Issa Deiraisa. Since there's an Avodah Zarah in the city, person's not allowed to be nana from the infrastructure of the city. Al Kopanim, according to the Rambam, we have a different mahalach. It's not an Isser of Yom Eid, and it's not an Isser of Yerid. It's Stam an Isser to go into any city that there's an Avodah Zarah in the city. What is the Mishnah Firois? Im Hoya Yochel Halach Balamokam Achim Mutter. If he could go to a different city, then it's Mutter. So according to Rashi, and according to Rabbeinu Yoina, we understand that there's no Chshad, since this road leads to different cities as well. So Mehechetesi is going to the city that's having the Yom Eid or the Yerid. Bistami is going to a different city. So Mele, there's no Chshad. According to the Rambam, what's the Heter if there's another path to go to, if there's another road to go to a different city? So the Rambam says that since when he goes on the road that leads through the city, he's not really being nene from the city, because he could have taken the other road that bypasses the city. So kum techois, he's not being nene from the Avodah Zarah, from the infrastructure of the city that has the Avodah Zarah, then it's motir taka, then there's no iser, and he's allowed to go. So according to the Rambam, im hoya yochal halach balamokam acha means if there's a road that skirts the city, that doesn't go through the city, so he doesn't have to medafka go through the city, so memela there's no iser hana, he's not being nene, memela it's motir. Now, the Rosh and the Tur bring down a Yerushalmi, in which it's mavur that this that the Mishnah asers to go into the city is only by an achsanoi. Le'osru ela ba'achsanoi, avol ben ir is mutter. Why is a ben ir mutter? So according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoina, the reason why ben ir is mutter is because there's no marasayin, since he lives there. So we assume the reason why he's going there is not to partake in the Yerid or the Yemeid, but rather because he lives there, he's going home. So Melech is no marasayin. According to the Rambam, that the Isser is being nana from Avodah Zarah, L'chayra, according to the Rambam, the heter is, like the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, that we're anusim. Since we have no place to live, we're stuck living amongst the goyim, so we have a din of an anus. So we're mele, it's mutter for the ben ir to go home. Now the Tur brings vaita from the Rashba. He says like this, V'kosav of HaRashba, umishum hach taimu d'chshoda, afilu Yisrael hador be'ir sheyesh b'Avodah Zarah, a Yid who lives in the city, so there's no Isser of him going into the city, as we just said from the Yerushalmi. However, Osir Leilech L'Rechoiv Sh'Avodah Zarah Sham, Im Ein Osir Rechoiv Pasuach L'Shvakim Acherim. Why? The Nirika Hoylech Sham Kedela Oivda, V'Kol She'Kein She'Osir Likonis L'Oilam L'Chotzer Avodah Zarah. One is certainly not permitted to go into the courtyard of the church itself. Even if a person has a reason to go there, v'efshir fears oister Rashba, v'afilu al iske rabim, v'afilu al pikuach nefesh. Even for pikuach nefesh, even if it's a sakana, also likonis sham, kidamrinon, like we say weiter in the Omid, gabi mayon hamoyshich mayim lefnei avodah zarah. He's not allowed to drink from a mayon that is running. The stream is running in front of the Avodah Zarah, Shal Yishteh. He's not allowed to bend down to drink. Afilu imoyis iloy shasi. Even if he dies, if he doesn't drink. So the Rashba is saying that we can learn from our Mishnah that asks us to go into a city. We can learn that even a person who's mutter to go into the city, Lamashal, he's a ben ir, or the derech is heilich lir acheres, so there's no chshad. So he's permitted to go into the city, but we can learn from the Mishnah that he's not permitted to go into the Rechoiv of the Avodah Zarah, and certainly not into the Chatzar of the Avodah Zarah, and certainly not into the church itself. He's certainly not permitted to go. And it's Zok Rashba that that's Aser, even if it's Pekuach Nefashas. Now, the Shaila is like this. This that the Rashba asks to go into the Chatzar, the Rechoiv of Avodah Zarah, or the Chatzar of Avodah Zarah, does he mean to Aser any time? That it's always asr to go into these places? Or does he mean to asr only when the goyim are gathered there? So L'chayra will say that it should be totally in how you learn the Mishnah. Since the Rashi was learning this issa from the Mishnah, so according to Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Mishnah, it's only asr to go into the city if it's a Yemeid or if it's a Yerid. So since the goyim are gathering there, it's asr. That's according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoina. According to the Rambam, it's always Aser. It's always Aser to go into the city, even if there's no Yemeid or no Yerid. It's ourselves being nana from Avodah Zarah. So if the Rashba learned like Rashi or Rabbeinu Yoina, so then what L'chayra, he's telling too, that it's Aser to go into this Chatzar, Avodah Zarah, only if the Goyim are there and they're doing their thing, so then it would be a problem, it would be a Chshat. If he's learning like the Rambam, that it's Aser to go into the city anytime, so then L'chayri, he's telling too, that it's also to go into a church courtyard anytime. Now, the Daiki Moshef in Art says, U'mashma da'afilu amein yirid sham asa leilach sham. It's mashma from the Lashon HaRashba, since he says it's tam, that even if there's no yirid, it's asa. So that would come out L'chayri, like the way the Rambam learned the Mishnah. And the emes is that the Ramo and Simen Kuf Mem test brings down two deis about this. Says the Ramo, Uvizvan she'ein ha'oivde kechavim is kaptim sham litarfusan, when the goyim are not there, they're not gathered there, mutter likonin sham, it's mutter to go in. Who is that? That's Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Yoina v'harash. That's Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, that they hold that the only time the Mishnah answered is if there was a zman of a yirid, and since we're learning out this isra of chatzar avodes kechavim from the Mishnah, so it would only be asr in a time when the goyim are gathered there. It's aser no matter what. One's not permitted to go into a chotzer, avoid zara, anytime. So the Goyim says, who's that? So Yeshayimrim says the Goyim, Lepirish HaRambam. This is going like the Rambam's shot in the Mishnah, that it's aser to go into the city anytime. V'chein das HaRashba. The whole ir shebeseich avoid is kechavim aser. The Rashba also learned like the Rambam, that the Isser over here is going into the city, even if it's not a Yoimed or a Zman of a Yerid. It's also, it Bechlal also to go into the city where there's an Avodah Zarah. So according to the Rashba, it would come out that it's always also to go into a Chatzar of Avodah Zarah. Now, the Ramafir Zoris, there is one Heter that the Mishnah says, which will apply in this case as well. What happens if this Chatzar Avodah Zarah is the way to get through to another street? So since the Makar of this Isser is the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that if the road leads to another city, it's Mutter, so it'll be Mutter in this case as well. The Lashon of the Ramah is, Abul Kisha Haderech, Oyre Boy Lamakam Acher, if this Chatzar goes to another place, the Chuli Alma Mutter, V'chein HaMinik Pashit, Leilech Derech, Oyse Chatzar Lamakam Acher. That's the Minik. The Ramah Fir Zayus, Mikol Makam, Midus Chasidus, Hu Lehisrachek, Milelech Boy, and in the Daki Moshe, he brings down a scary thing from the Sefer Chassidim, that someone who goes into one of these places ain't tfilose nishmas toich shloishim yoim. His tfilos are not heard for 30 days. So Mamela, it's kedai to be misrachik as much as possible from these situations. Now, this that we spoke out in the name of the Rashba, that it's also to go into a chotzer of avodah zarah even b'mokim pekuach nefashis, the Rashba says that he's medayikin in the Gemara. The Gemara says by Mayan on the bottom of the Amid, avol Mayan the ikas sakono, the iloy shasi mayis, he could die, emaloyz, I would say maybe it's mutter, so mele tzricha. So it's mavur in the Gemara, says the Rashba, that even though taka he's gonna die, afilu hachi it's aser, because it's near a kemishtach v'alavoy dezara. So Mamela says the Rashba, it was it's aser to go into a chotzer avoy dezara for the same reason, because it's near a kohelech loivda. The Ran is chaylik on the Rashba for two reasons. The Ran says, first of all, even if it's true that by a mayon, the din is taka that even if it's pekuach nefashos, it's still aser to bend down to drink, that's because it's near a kohelech avoy dezalilam. Masha'enkin by a chaylech le'ir, going into a city or going into a chatzar b'beis haKnesset, it's near a kahoylech la'ovda. So there's a difference. It's a step further removed. The Marasayin is not as problematic. It's not as clear. Here, by the mind, where he's actually bending down, so it looks like he's being oivet avoy dezar. Mashenkin, when he goes into a chatzar, we don't see him being oivet avoy dezar. We just see him going into the chatzar. So it looks like he's going to be oivet avoy dezar. But we don't see him actually being oivet avoy dezar, so therefore there would be no din of Yaharik Val Yavar in such a case. That's number one, says the Ran. Number two, says the Ran, is that in the Gemara, it's not Mavur. The Gemara just says, De'ilei shasi mayis, it doesn't mean that he's mamash going to die, it's mamash pikuach nefashis. It just means that he could die. There's a chshash of pikuach nefashis, means that we don't know for sure that he's going to be able to get water in the near future before he dies from thirst. Right now, he's not going to die, but we don't know for sure that he'll find any other water. So, Mamela, since it's a chshash of sakonis nefashis, I would think it's mutter, kamash malon it's also. But if it's mamish pikuach nefashis, says the Ran, then it's mutter. Now, the Ramah in Simen Kuf Nun brings down the Ran, and he says, Yesh Aymrim, he doesn't bring down the Rashba, he just brings down the Ran, he says, Yesh Aymrim, the kol she'ena osir elemet ne marasa ayin, something which is only osir for marasa ayin, im yesh sakana bedavar kegoinim yomus, if he's going to die right now, im lo yishteh, then mutter lishteh is ve'em bazeh mishum yaharg val yavar. So the Ramah brings down the Ran as a Yesh Aymrim. The Goin brings down the Ran, he brings down the Rashba, and he says that the Divri HaRan are the Chukim, the pashtus of the Gemara is mashma like the Rashba, that in Moy Yishter Mayus, he's gonna die, and Afilu Hachi the Gemara says it's a Din Yahar Gval Yavar. And the reason is because it's Abbas Rayat Avoy Dezara, similar to Arayas, that it's a Din Yahar Gval Yavar. This is the Machloikis, the Ramah, and the Goin. Now, the Gemara on Amud Beis brings a member from Rav Idi Barov. The Gemara says, Hai man de bola zibura, someone who swallows zibura, a dangerous insect. So, Michiel Echai, he's not gonna live. What should they do? They should give him some very strong vinegar. Efshe de chaye perta ad de mifkid abese. So, I saw that the Achrayim handle, the Lashna Gemara is a little schwer. We should try to get him to live so that he could settle his affairs. Even if we know he's going to die, we're mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos, to do anything to save him, even just for chayyeh shah. So what's the lashon of Gemara at the mifkin abeisay? So I saw in the Sefer Beis Shmuel that he says we're talking here about someone who is going through Yisurim Neiroim. And there's the tumult in the Achroinim. If someone's going through terrible Yisurim, if there's a chiyuv to try to save him for Chayisha, if those Chayisha are going to cause him a lot of Yisurim. So there are those who hold that he's potter, when he's not mechuyev, we're not mechuyev to lengthen his life if he's going through terrible Yisurim. So over here, this person was going through terrible Yisurim, but afilu hachi, we assume that he wants to stay alive until Mifkir Abesa. Normally, when a person goes through terrible Yisurim, we don't have to assume he wants to stay alive. But this person, since he wasn't yet Mafkir Abesa, so Mela, we can assume that even though he's going through Yisurim, he wants to stay alive. The Tzitz Eliezer says, L'chari de Pashup Shat, which is, that in Ochanami, Avadar is a Chiv to save him, Chayisho. But Lamaisa, it's Eitzah Teva Kamashmul, which means that the person should realize that he's not going to live. It's not the pshat that we have a way of healing this person. This person, unfortunately, Michiel Lechai, he's not going to be able to live. So he has to know that even though they're trying to help him, he has to realize that really he only has time to be Mefkid Abesa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.